This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega in for Joanne Allen. USA Swimming has made a plea to delay the Summer Olympics. The Gazette reports the team sent a letter to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee in Colorado Springs. USA Swimming says it has serious concerns over the health, safety, and stress levels of its athletes due to the new coronavirus. Earlier today, U.S. Olympic officials say they would not try to influence any decision made by the International Olympic Committee and Japan about whether to move this summer's games. A perennial Republican congressional candidate is switching races. Casper Stockham announced today that he's ending his campaign for 6th Congressional District, where he was in a primary against former state GOP chair Steve House. The 6th District is Colorado's most competitive. Freshman Representative Jason Crow flipped it to Democrats in 2018. Stockham now says he will challenge Democrat Ed Perlmutter in the neighboring 7th District. Stockham has previously run against Democrat Deanna DeGette in Denver. Members of Congress are not required to live in the district they represent. Cleanup work at a Superfund site in Pueblo has stopped. A contractor at the location has been tested for COVID-19, but results are still pending. The EPA and the state health officials say they've halted fieldwork at the Colorado Smelter Superfund site to protect workers from the novel coronavirus. The area was designated as a Superfund site in 2014 due to high levels of lead and arsenic in the soils of nearby neighborhoods. Authorities say they expect site work to be delayed for several weeks. It's 28 and overcast in Longmont with some light snow tonight. You are listening to Colorado Public Radio News.